You're listening to SBS News.
Everything in the World Cup is at stake for Australia when the Socceroos head into their third and what could be their final match of the tournament in Russia. While an Australian win over Peru, coupled with a Denmark loss against France, could allow the Socceroos to advance to the knockout rounds, the odds are against them. But Socceroos captain Mile Jedinak says he's not ready for the journey to be over yet.
It'll be a huge achievement for us and this national team and these group of players. Everyone knows the journey over the last 4 years of what it's taken for us to get to this point. We've got to try everything we possibly can to make sure we can get there, and we need a little bit of luck as well because it's not all in our hands.
Peru, yet to earn a point in the tournament, has no chance of progressing to the next stage. But Jedinak says the Socceroos' opponents should not be underestimated.
Peru hasn't been here for a very long time at this on this stage, so to think that they're going to just turn up and not care about a game is be disillusioned is I think it's wrong to think that. So we're expecting a very, very tough game.
After suffering a shoulder injury in the game against Denmark, Socceroos striker Andrew Naboot's tournament is finished. It means coach Bert van Marwijk will have to make at least one change to his starting 11. Jamie McLaren, Tim Cahill and Tommy Urich are all being considered to take over up front, but Urich insists the competition between them remains friendly.
It's not intense at all. We're all training well and we all understand that someone will play. And it's just important that the team gets the right result. Whether that be me, Timmy, Jamie at this point, it's irrelevant.
After what may have been their final training session in Kazan, the Socceroos said goodbye to the Tatarstan Republic, their home since arriving in Russia, and took a 2.5-hour flight to Sochi. While they will not get to see much of the Black Sea resort town, Australian fans have been hitting the beach and exploring the preferred summer playground of President Vladimir Putin. The temperature is tipped to hit 30 degrees on match day, a pleasant surprise for this Australian visitor.
When I knew Sochi had the Winter Olympics, I wasn't expecting this Sydney sort of weather with the beach and the sun. So I think that should be well in our favour, and Socceroos should get on top.
If Australia wins and Denmark loses to France, goal difference would then determine which of the two teams advances to the knockout rounds. Australia enters with 2 goals scored and 3 given up, while Denmark has scored twice and surrendered 1 goal. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.